everyone, and welcome to this session of Ecosystem TV. I'm joined here today by Melanie Disser. Melanie is ecosystem analyst, and she's looking at voice of customer. So, Melanie, welcome to Ecosystem TV. Could you please introduce yourself and let us know how you became an analyst focused on voice of customer?
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris. Pleasure to be here. I've been in the world of customer experience, customer research, insights for about a decade. Started off my career actually as an analyst in a tech space, looking after the enterprise application and analytics software market for Australia and New Zealand many moons ago. And after that, very much moved into client-side roles and started to work in the customer experience space. And with my passion for data and technology, I sort of started to specialize within the CX practice into voice of customer. Voice of customer is really all driven by data, and without technology, there wouldn't be a voice of customer program. So it was a natural fit for me to sort of end up in that space between the customer strategy and the tech analytics space. When I went into consulting last year, I also started to work with Ecosystem because Ecosystem is a really nice place to be, sitting between the end user consulting business and then having the tech vendor conversations on the other hand. So I'm sitting quite nicely between the two of them, having really solid understanding of what's happening on the ground from an end user point of view that challenges their needs. Understanding what it's like to be running a CX practice from a day-to-day business, but then also having conversations with the vendors. On the other hand, understanding where the market is moving, what the technology is doing, and how we can align those two needs. So very well positioned to add value really to both of those stakeholder groups. And another reason that I'm with Ecosystem is that I'm a huge fan of thought leadership, and I'm quite keen to share knowledge and educate or help educate what good looks like. CX is still fairly new as a practice for businesses compared to sort of your more traditional finance marketing type of practices. So being part of shaping the conversation and what good looks like and how we mature programs and what's happening in the market is something that I'm sort of quite passionate about as well.
Fantastic. So today we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about VOC and some of your experience in that. But why, as we start off this conversation, why is this so important for customers to get this right?
Having a very solid understanding of who your customers are and what their experiences are as they interact with you, your products and your services, what's working for them, but also what are the friction areas they encounter and things we can do better, is really critical for the success of any kind of business, really. And so voice of customer really is the mechanism to do exactly that. Voice of customer is a practice that helps you understand the experiences your customers have with you, and then also identify the areas where you can improve to really use that knowledge as a differentiator in the market and make sure your customers are happy with you, with your products, your services, and they stick around for longer, and you know, you have all the cross-sell, upsell, lifetime value benefits. But it's also helpful because often when we talk about reducing those friction areas that customers encounter, it's also often areas that that impacts employee experience. So we can iron those out as well and drive employee engagement through that. And it helps with operational efficiencies and reduce cost as well.
What key tools and methodologies do you believe are essential for capturing and analyzing all of that feedback based on these things that are, and this business, technology, customer landscape that is changing so rapidly?
I mean, AI this year has been a great example of how quickly things can change, in particular in the world of voice of customer, because we are data driven, and we're literally, without technology, there wouldn't be a program. It's changed so much for us in terms of how we can listen to our customers, how we can analyze the data, what we can do with the information, and then how we drive action on the back of that as well. So there's a lot happening in that space. And I think one of the biggest challenges that we see is a lack of actually acting on feedback. And that's often why voice of customer programs get a bad reputation as well from a ROI point of view.
So when it comes to this evolution and this feedback, is that a process thing or is that a mindset thing is that it's how do you ensure that, well, we are evolving and we are monitoring and we do have processes in place that mean that we're capturing this, we're analyzing this, we're actually doing something with it.
It's really important to review what you're doing and how you're doing it every now and then. So annually, or at least every couple of years, having a review of the entire program in terms of what you're doing, who's using it, the technology you use, the type of information you capture. Like the easiest examples in the voice of customer space really is the evolution from listening to surveys only, as you know, surveys as our sole source of customer feedback, to now moving into the world of unsolicited feedback, whether it's contact center, social media, or online reviews. There's such a vast range of data sources we can now tap into. So if you build your program solely on surveys, you know, you do need to make sure you keep updating your roadmap as well, and make sure you change it and adapt to the market changes. AI is another really great tool for us to consider when we think about the technology and how it may impact our roadmap. There's a lot of functionality that's becoming sort of bubbling up over the last year. This year has been really amazing in terms of the developments in the tech space for voice of customer. So there's a lot happening around predicting experiences, predicting metrics, or recommending next steps and actions, which is something we haven't really seen before. The quality of text analytics for insights generation has improved dramatically. So you may want to consider, you know, changing providers potentially, or looking at including other data sources, whether it's external ones or maybe hooking into your CRMs or into your contact center solutions. So there is a lot that's happening and changing. But then there's also constants. So for example, if you think about your processes and frameworks, like a framework like an insights to action framework, for example, it's not really impacted by technology. It's a framework that helps you understand how to move from raw customer feedback into creating tangible actions that you can actually execute on to improve the customer experience. So that will continue to run alongside your roadmap, while there are things on the roadmap that need to be adapted depending on market trends. Like, it could be customer expectations as well in terms of what good looks like and what we're now expected to be delivering, or it could be a technology change that simply makes our life potentially a lot easier.
In your opinion, what are the primary drivers behind the increasing importance of VOC in improving customer experiences, and how are you leveraging these drivers in the work that you do?
I think what we've seen a lot more of is that organizations are a bit maturer in the sense that we don't have to have conversations anymore around why it's important to be customer-centric. We, you know, a lot of conversations are around, yes, we know it's important to be customer-centric, so we know we need to do this thing, whatever it might be. But now, how do we do that? And the how do we do that is where the voice of customer comes in and helps you differentiate.
Are there any specific challenges you've encountered while implementing these programs? And how did you navigate those to create meaningful insights and results for the customer?
When I think about client engagements and sitting down with a client, one of the things that I usually scribble down is the insights to action framework. And I think that's really the biggest challenge for organizations, changing the mindset from being a metric measurement type of program to being an experience improvement type of program. So not just thinking about what type of feedback do we want to collect and how do we collect it and then how do we analyze it, but also what type of action do we actually want to drive on the back of it, and how do we enable in driving change through the business to act on those improvement opportunities. So that whole piece around acting on feedback is something I see often a huge challenge for organizations. So traditionally, when you think about your traditional research or insights teams, which is often where VOC sits, unless it sits in a customer operation space, there's a break between generating insights, it's the insights team, and then there are other teams who need to execute on the insights that we generate, and there's often a little bit of a break. And I think that's the biggest challenge, to understand that it's actually the job of the CX team to have governance in place, to create structures and processes to enable the sharing of data, but also enable teams to act on the feedback. So I think the insights to action piece is certainly one of the biggest challenges that I see organizations struggling with. And another sort of related piece to that is It's a mindset shift. So often when we think about voice of customer, we think about surveys and measurement, right? Metrics. That's sort of what comes to mind for a lot of people. And it's now that we're at a stage where we can collect data way beyond surveys and tap into all those other unsolicited conversations that are happening everywhere, and have the means to analyze that in a way that we couldn't do before. And we can really generate a much richer, higher quality insights. We need to think from measurement, collecting feedback, into sort of becoming the engine room for your experience improvements almost. So it's no good having a solid program in place to collect data and create your monthly reports. It's really important to change the mindset to, okay, what do we do with that feedback? How do we drive action? How do we improve the customer experience? Because that's ultimately what your voice of customer program should really be doing.
You know, what do you see coming up on the horizon? What are the emerging trends or technologies or the game changers that you're seeing? And how do you think organizations are going to be able to stay updated and adapt their strategies accordingly?
So what we've noticed, especially across the ANZ region, is that maturity is still fairly low across organizations in terms of understanding how to do CX, how to do voice of customer, and what voice of customer really is. So when we think about emerging trends and what's happening and how we can make sure we're staying on top of everything, people don't always know what good looks like or what is possible, what is out there. So if we think about a maturity model, we just created one at Ecosystem as well for our CX and VOC practice. It really helps you understand where you currently are at, but then also what does good look like? What is possible? If you think about changes in terms of technology and how it's driving the maturity of programs, where do you want to be? Where do you want to get to? And how do you get there? So maturity model is a really beautiful tool to help organizations adapt to change. In terms of actual trends that we see, it's really interesting. I mean, this year, I don't think anyone can say they haven't heard of AI. AI certainly had a huge impact for us in the VOC space as well. The way we can analyze data has really shifted through AI. The quality of text analytics has improved tremendously this year. And then, as I said before, there's more new functionality that we see coming through in terms of recommending next steps and actions, which is, you know, a challenge for a lot of organizations to understand, okay, I have insights, but what does it mean? What do I have to do with that? So we're getting a little bit more sophisticated with that as well. In the contact center space, we even see sort of automation of some of those activities. So say there's a recommendation or a next step that comes up, we can automate some of those functionalities now, which is fantastic. But what we also see is sort of we could be able to predict experiences, predict churn, predict lifetime value, but also predict performance of a experience. So often, and the last thing I would say is something really exciting that we've seen over the last probably couple of years, but it's sort of really shifting gear a bit this year, is a little bit of a convergence in terms of tools that are being used and how we're using them. So again, contact center is a great example. If you think about the conversations in a contact center, what we do is we analyze the conversation and then provide cues to the agent, or maybe we, you know, recommend a knowledge base article, help them within that very specific use case. When we think about it from a CX point of view, we also want to analyze the call and the conversation. We want to understand what is the conversation all about, but we don't necessarily want to help a single person on the phone. We want to understand that there's a lot of traffic coming into the contact center because of a root cause issue somewhere, right? So from a CX point of view, we want to avoid driving the traffic into the customer, into the contact center, and avoid having customer experiences that create friction, to remove that friction area at the very beginning, that helps us reduce traffic into the customer, into the contact center. And when then a customer still ends up in the contact center, sort of as the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, we can make sure that agent is really trained and has all the tools and all the everything at hand that they need to create a great experience there.
So I just want to thank you very much, Melanie, for your time. There'll be some details up on the screen. So if any of you want to learn more about some of the things that we've discussed during this session, please follow those links.